Whether you smirk or cringe when you see fashion reporter Bruno, you may wonder how he, otherwise known as Sacha Baron Cohen, and the producers of the Bruno movie get away with filming everyday people in deeply embarrassing situations, especially everyday people who apparently have no idea that they're being filmed for a Hollywood movie. They aren't in on the joke because they are the joke. The law holds the answer to the producer's power. That's because before Bruno was Bruno, he was Borat, and his movie from 2006 was both a sensation and the spark for a number of lawsuits. If there are two takeaway lessons from the beast that was Borat, they are: one, question the legitimacy of anyone with a movie camera, and two, read all contracts carefully before you sign. Consider the terrifying tale of an etiquette school teacher in Alabama who agreed to appear in a documentary being filmed for Belarusian television about the experiences of a foreign reporter traveling in the United States. She said that she'd give the reporter an etiquette lesson as cameras rolled. As is common practice, the producers of the film asked her to sign a contract before the lesson. On paper, the television documentary became a documentary-style motion picture. And just to give you a flavor for the breadth of language in the contract and the linguistic hints that something wasn't quite right, consider this language. It is understood that the producer hopes to reach a young adult audience by using entertaining content and formats. Or this, the so-called participant is the etiquette teacher. Any rights that the participant may have in the film or the participant's contribution to the film are hereby assigned to the producer, who has exclusive rights. And finally this. The participant specifically, but without limitation, waives and agrees not to bring at any time in the future any claims against the producer or anyone else associated with the film. The court ultimately synthesized things this way. By signing the contract, the plaintiff assigned to the filmmakers any rights she may have in the recorded material so as to allow the filmmakers to use the material without restriction in any media throughout the universe in perpetuity. And perpetuity is a pretty long time for unrestricted use throughout the universe. The court was unmoved by arguments that the plaintiffs were tricked into participation, by the way. It's true that one Mississippi court cut one of the unwitting participants some slack and allowed part of her lawsuit to continue, but she was the lucky one, or was at the trial court level, and you can bet that the producers have learned from that legal lesson. It's not clear how much every single everyday person who appeared in the film was paid, if at all, but we know how much the Alabama etiquette school teacher received, $350. For the use of her image throughout the universe in perpetuity. And this could very well happen again. The Internet Movie Database suggests that Sacha Baron Cohen has 4 movies currently in development. Consider yourself warned. I'm Amy Guida.